KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Attacks against immigration control agents are on the rise along the Mexican border. Twice as many assaults have been reported over the past year versus the year before. The reason? Increasing resistance from drug traffickers and human smugglers. A month-long bus strike that stranded thousands of riders in Santa Cruz County could end today if drivers approve a tentative agreement reached over the weekend. And hot, dry, and windy weather in Southern California has triggered a red flag warning for heightened fire danger. It'll be in effect until tomorrow afternoon. Here at the California Report, we're marking our 10th anniversary this month, and as part of that celebration of our first decade, we're profiling 10 Californians we expect to make significant contributions over the next decade. This week, Stanford University education professor Linda Darling Hammond, who's helping transform the state's failing urban high schools. Catherine Barron reports.
Linda Darling Hammond is the Annika Sorenstam of education, on top of her game, hitting birdies on a course mired in bogeys of budget cuts and the weight of tradition.
It's actually why I chose to sit in Darling Hammond's course, because I wanted to speak with the actual pro.
Allende Palma-Saracho is one of 25 students in Darling Hammond's adolescent behavior class at the Stanford Teacher Education Program, or STEP.
I love to teach. I've been teaching for 30 years. It's my favorite thing to do. So I actually always teach an overload of classes. It's probably the most fun that I have.
That passion really is evident. Darling Hammond radiates warmth and humor and has an easy smile for her students.
Hey, how you doing? Good.
We're supposed to meet with you sometime.
Oh, good.
Students say they benefit from that unpretentiousness along with her expertise.
How many of you have now done a home visit of your student? I'm curious to hear a little bit about what you learned from the home visits, particularly with respect to this conversation we're having about, you know, border crossing and so on. Paul, you did one?
It turned out being my case study's mother's birthday, unbeknownst to me. So I went to the house, and the whole family, it's a big family, extended family lives there.
Through home visits, student teaching in small alternative schools, and shadowing high school students, these teachers in training learn from Darling Hammond how to meet the needs of each individual child in their class.
What else do we want to look at?
Language and communication barriers, possibly, or lack thereof.
Within the classroom and outside of the classroom? One of the reasons I am so passionate about teacher preparation is that while those who worked with me thought I was a good teacher, I knew what I didn't know. So my concern for teacher education is that every teacher ought to have access to the knowledge that allows them to be successful. And they shouldn't have to hunt under rocks for it.
So, Darling Hammond also puts her research results into practice to create change for public school students. She founded the School Redesign Network to reorganize failing public schools and to create new schools from scratch, like East Palo Alto High, a small urban charter school that targets students in a desperately underserved community.
Okay, so what am I doing first?
Parentheses.
Okay.
Then you do an exponent.
And then I do exponents. Right, okay. So, parentheses 2 squared, right?
The Gates Foundation, a philanthropic leader in the small schools movement, helped launch East Palo Alto High. And when Tom Vander Ark, head of Gates Education Division, visited the school last week, he said Darling Hammond has forged new territory with this unique partnership between an urban school and a major university.
Most university teacher training programs are a random group of courses without a unifying mission, and what we see at Stanford is a partnership with local urban schools, and it makes the teacher training focused on a mission of serving underserved kids.
I knew there was something wrong with big urban comprehensive high schools the first year I taught.
Darling Hammond says that aha moment back in the 1970s showed her how deeply unequal education was in the United States.
In that first job, there were no books in the book room. Like most urban teachers, I had to buy all of the supplies myself. Students were exposed to frequently dreadful teaching. The school operated as much like a prison as it was like a school.
30 years later, in California, she says too many children still don't get even the minimum basic elements of an education.
Just last week, the number of visas for technical and highly educated individuals from other countries was increased at the request of companies in California who cannot fill their highly technical jobs with people who are educated in this state.
Linda Darling-Hammond says California can restore its public schools to their former prominence, but it will require an effort on the magnitude of the Marshall Plan to make that happen. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barron.
This month, as part of our 10th anniversary celebration, we asked you to tell us what makes California special to you. And listeners from all over the state responded, sharing their top 10 favorite things about the Golden State. Here are a few highlights.
My name is Samantha Hilaire, and I live in Chico, California. Number 8 is Black Rock near Mill Creek Campground. When you're there at sunset, the swallows swoop down above Mill Creek, catching all the insects, and it's wonderful to watch them.
My name is Nick Costa, and I'm from San Luis Obispo. Number 5, the summit of Mount Diablo, the most sacred and historic California location, whose name intimately reflects the genocide of the native people by the Europeans, and whose name should not be changed.
My name is Orville Jackson, and I live in Menlo Park, California. Number 5, the produce. Corn so sweet that you can eat it raw, strawberries bigger than my nose. Number 6, the cities. Margaritas in Old Town San Diego, Halloween in the Castro in SF, chicken and waffles with my dad in L.A.
California Report listeners helping us celebrate 10 years on the air by sharing some of their favorite things about California. To read more top 10 lists or to submit your own, visit our website at californiareport.org. That's californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Monday, October 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Have a happy Halloween, but don't eat too much candy. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org.